It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, and Katie DeHare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to another round of the Monday Waffle. Today we're joined by Jack Davidson, Mark Stamp and Abby Galmi.
Hola.
What's going on, everyone?
Happy Monday after a big weekend of football.
Yeah, it was a great weekend of footy, especially on Anzac Day. Let's have a look at the results and also the ladder, Jack.
So what do we want to start with? East Perth versus Perth. So I went down to the game. I caught the second half.
How's the crowd down there?
It was good. It was actually also a fun fact before we get into this. First wet round of 2014, round six.
So that didn't scare off the spectators?
No, well, it frightened me for a bit, but it was a great game. Perth put up a fantastic fight. The end score doesn't reflect their ability to play. They had East Perth on the run up until about 5 minutes left in the fourth, and then East Perth just ran away with it, kicked about four in a row, and that was it for Perth.
Sam Butler as well, instrumental with his 27 touches. That would have hurt Perth supporters because, of course, he is a bit of a Perth expat. So.
Exactly, and Ash Smith as well, kicking three goals against his former side. So the final score was East Perth winning by 22 points. The Demons have now lost three in a row after starting 2-0.
Yeah.
Are they starting to come back to earth that we thought they would?
They're not a bad team. They've just had bad luck. That's my opinion.
Exactly. And look, they've got Peel. So they might get another win.
Yeah.
Might. They just need to get more hands on the ball. There was only one Perth player that had more than 19 touches, which was Cal Morton. But it was basically all one side in terms of who had possession of the football. So who is your favourite on ground, Jack?
Look, it's hard to walk past the big man, Paul Johnson. He looks a staggering 700 feet tall from the very back of the sideline. So you just know he's a big guy up front. Abby, you got some good stats on him.
Yeah, the Royals' ruck division was definitely dominant on the day because Paul Johnson had 38 hitouts and Cal Sinclair had 25. So the two together are pretty hard to go past as a dominance to get the taps out to centre.
Yeah, like the Basham brothers from Mighty Ducks. Moving on to Claremont and Peel. Sampy, you got some thoughts on this one, mate?
Well, the final score was 102-74 in favour of the Tigers for their first home game of the year. Not at their traditional home ground. It was at the Showgrounds.
That is, and also first time they've played there since 2005. And
is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should play there more often. But they won't be playing Peel every week.
No, that's the other thing. And they've only played there twice.
So they've still got a few more weeks at the Showgrounds, but I think they go back to Claremont Oval later in the year,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see when it's fully redeveloped.
It will be, absolutely, for sure. Peel, yet to get a win this year. What is happening? They were expected to be pushing for top four,
as
I believe.
As a Peel supporter, you'd be gutted. With 11 Freo-listed players, you would have expected this to be, yeah, or at least to see something positive.
Yeah, but it was a high-scoring game, though. Final score being 102-74.
Kepler Bradley made his return to footy on the weekend. So that's good for Freo fans.
Kepler.
They need another big forward up front to go with Pavlich. So, you know, he kicked one goal. If he can play a few more games, good match
practice.
Just
get the confidence up.
I think we'll see him in the AFL in a few weeks' time.
Now, can we just stop there for Sammy? You pulled this stunt last week. You picked a player. Keep an eye on him. He's going to be in AFL. And what happened?
He played. I don't make this stuff up, Jack.
Jeremy, the hot tips.
Jeremy McGovern. He came in for Darren Glass. He's been killing it in the Waffle. Came in, played very well. He got subbed out at three-quarter time, but he played very well. It'll be hard to keep his spot this week with Glass coming back from suspension. But look, here at the Monday Waffle, we don't make this stuff
finger
up.
Finger on the pulse.
That's why you
happening?
Listen to us. We give you the facts, and they happen.
And Tigers supporters be pretty happy because their last two games they lost by a combined total of 155 points. They have been copping an absolute belting, so they would have enjoyed seeing the boys get up.
They've got South Freo this weekend. Speaking of South Freo, they knocked off the Sharks in the Derby, Jack.
Ooh.
Let's skip over that one.
So it wasn't a happy end that day for your side.
No, it wasn't. But it was, what's that, 18 points or something in the end?
Yeah, 17.
17.
Close enough.
Maths isn't my strong point.
Hayden Schlothy from the Bulldogs is absolutely on fire. We said last week he's had a great start to the season. Could be up there in a Sandover medal. He had 27 touches and four goals.
That is dominance, though.
Yeah, he's dominant. Benny Saunders kicked another 2 goals. He's slowly creeping up to Ricky Carey, who we'll get to in a second. So he's second on the centre, the Bernie Naylor medal now. Swan Districts, 4 wins in a row, Jack. How good are they?
Unprecedented.
Look, I tipped them for
shock horror.
I know, it seriously is. I tipped them from the bottom of the ladder.
And I did too.
Now they're second. They're second on the ladder behind Subiaco, who haven't lost a game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
you're literally just speechless.
Yeah, well, I think everyone is about their form. They're so young, but they're just having all these players playing so well. Adam Faulkner's playing very well. And Matt Riggio in the midfield, they're just playing really well.
Ricky Carey again with 3.
Yeah.
He
only had 8 touches as well. So he's converted.
Nice. I was about to say, good rate of conversion.
Yeah, yeah. Nearly half his possessions are turning into goals.
Well, that is phenomenal. Now, just Subi versus the Bye. Subi won, coming out on top.
They played very well.
They played very well.
Peel weekend, it was a bit of a challenge.
Peel are the exact opposite of Subiaco. Subi, 5-0. Peel, 0-5.
Just going back to that West Perth game, Andrew Cracker played his second game. He had only 8 touches, but kicked 3 goals, 4. He's converting on most goals, or most possessions, I should say, which is good for him, but he needs to get a bit more of the ball. Maybe he's playing a bit too much forward.
Yeah, a bit too safely as well.
Yeah, maybe he should go into the midfield. Once he gets his fitness back, I think we will see him go into the midfield, go along with Shane Nelson, your boy Jack, and Aaron Black, who they keep racking it up for West Perth, but they just can't get over the line.
Yeah. Well, Rome wasn't built in a day, Stampy, so, you know, maybe we're just waiting for West Perth to hit their momentum properly. Just
is it the premiership hangover?
Maybe. Maybe there's too much pressure that is coming internally on their shoulders.
Oh, wow. Big calls. Big calls here at Monday Waffle. Look, internal pressure causing West Perth to choke.
Look, we're round 6. We've got still a long way to go until the end of the season.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens.
They're a game out of the top 4, but they've got a very good percentage in 116, so it's actually the second best percentage in the league behind Subiaco. So, you know, if they're scoring well, they just need to get in front of their opponent.
And as we saw last year, once they hit their straps, they're hard to keep down. So when they do find their form, they're going to be climbing and making their pitch for the top 4.
I think the march to
September.
Good call. I'm saying like the month March to June, you know, it's just a bit of a warm up. Once August hits, or maybe late July, they'll start clicking. They'll roll into the finals.
And hopefully, Swans can maintain that same momentum. Could you imagine Swans right now versus a really good strength West Perth game?
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to see.
Yeah,
hopefully later in the year we'll see that. When West Perth is firing up. But look, we just can't keep our eyes off Subi. They're the team to watch. They'll be back in action this weekend. Look, they're going to be fresh off the bye and playing very well again.
Awesome. Now run us through the ladder at the end of round 6, please, Stampy.
Sure thing. Subiaco are on top with 20 points. Swans and East Perth, second and third respectively, on 16. East Fremantle, 12. Then West Perth, South Fremantle, Claremont are all on 8 points. And then Peel's just rounding out the bottom on 0. Now, Peel went down on the weekend to Claremont at the Showgrounds, but there was a shining light for them. Matt Tabanar played very well. He's a Fremantle Docker and Peel Thunder player. Bonnie, you've got a bit of a segment for us.
I do. We've joined now by Matt Tabanar. I saw him out at Hippie Club on Saturday night and we had a bit of a chat. And he's joining us now about his form and Peel Thunder, and hopefully will give us an insight into when they're going to be able to get their first win for the season. So Matt Tabanar, thanks for joining us. Peel are 0-5 for the season. Not the start you'd be hoping for.
Yeah, we sort of started off a little bit slow. Played good in patches, but yeah, hasn't been a great start this season. So,
on a personal note, are you pretty happy with your form?
To be honest, I haven't. That was just my second game back at Waffle. Had a slight hiccup just leading into the season. Got injured in a practice match against the Eagles early in the season. Came back in the Waffle, played one game, and then got an opportunity to AFL. I found it pretty tough in my AFL games, but yeah, Waffle form hasn't been too bad, so yeah.
You had
we played all right in patches on the weekend, but still can improve a few areas.
Well, 17 touches, 13 marks and 3 goals. I think that's something to be happy about.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a few parts of my game that I still need to improve. Like, I think my defensive side was too good. I think I didn't really tackle. So that's something I can sort of work on next game. But yeah, there's a few positives. So yeah.
Are you hoping to be back in the Dockers side anytime soon, or are you hoping to work on your waffle form at the moment?
Oh yeah, well, there'll be opportunities probably coming up. I think we got a few a few injuries, and with the AFL side losing on the weekend, that does provide a bit of opportunity for spots. Hopefully, if I do get another chance, I can improve sort of from the last couple of games in the AFL. So yeah.
You said before that you played 2 waffle games this year and the other games have been with Fremantle. What's the week preparation? So do you train with Fremantle between Monday and Thursday? And if you get picked for Peel, do you only get 1 training session with them? Or what's the rundown?
Yeah, it's been a bit different to the start of the year, because the AFL and waffle teams, we've mainly been playing on separate days, on different days. For instance, this week, the AFL side obviously played the Friday night, so they'll train. Their main session will be 2 days out from a game, and so they would have trained on the Wednesday, and the Waffle Boys would have trained on the Thursday. So we normally all train together, but so we don't go down to Mandurah or anything and train, but so we normally train as a group, but it's differed a bit this year because of just how the games are scheduled. So,
with the alignment model, do you think it's causing any disruption to Peel, or with the ins and outs with whenever it needs to be with Freo having injuries, is that affecting the team cohesion?
I wouldn't think too much. It has been a bit difficult. There has been injuries from both sides. A few of the Peel players have been injured. We're still missing we've got 3 or 4 coming back from there. And obviously there's always ins and outs from Freo. So it is a bit different. You don't sort of get, a solid group playing every week together, but it's still no excuse. And we do sort of like to bond together as a team, and hopefully we can improve on that, and the more games we do play together, we'll get better, I think. So
exactly. You had Kepler Bradley return as well, and then you had Craig Moller playing as a permanent forward, kicking 4 goals. How was the forward line cohesion on the weekend and the structure?
Yeah. Oh, well, it was a pretty wet day, but we had a lot of height down there, and we probably didn't take advantage of that. As you said, we got Craig Moller, tall forward / ruckman. We got Kepler, myself, and a few of the ruckmen, changing through there. So we probably need to take advantage of that. And we got a good mix of smalls as well. So the forward line, I thought it functioned okay, but we were, starved of opportunities at times. So, yeah.
And you got Perth at home this week. So do you reckon this could see your first win for the season?
Hopefully a really good opportunity. I haven't been following Perth, too closely, but I think it's a good opportunity. We play on the Saturday, I'm pretty sure. So
yep, Saturday afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Perth are 2-3, so only 2 games above Peel. Yeah. Hopefully Peel get a win this weekend and get it on the board. Matt Tabernar, thanks for joining us today, and good luck on the weekend if you're playing for Peel or with Fremantle.
No worries, cheers.
Welcome to Tips Out with Tara. This week I'm joined by Bonnie in the field down at the Claremont Showground, sussing out the talent in the 2 poorest performing sides of the year so far in the WAFL, the Claremont Tigers hosting the Peel Thunder. Baby, are you- Both teams are in fact down the bottom of the ladder, with only one win between them up to round six. And yes, the sky is also falling down as it rains on us here at the showgrounds, and we ask the question,
how low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go?
Are we seeing the Battle of the Wooden Spooners here today?
I definitely think there's something more within Claremont. It's still early days to say that they're wooden spooners, considering the type of team that they are. So we're always a battling team. So
probably not. Someone said to me before, I reckon Claremont will at least be a top four side.
I wouldn't say we'd finish in the top three or four, but definitely we'll be out of the bottom, mid-table, I'd say.
Yeah. I think what Claremont have been doing is deliberately losing three matches to give the other teams a false sense of security. And what they were doing, they were waiting for this fifth match, and from here on we'll win every game and shock the others into submission.
And who do you think will win the premiership?
Claremont.
And I hope Claremont can do well in the grand final and not make do running monkey and not make many mistakes in the league.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
No, thank you for talking to me. What an optimistic bunch. Claremont are obviously destined for great things this year, but what about the Peel Thunder? Have you ever been
No, I reckon I won't be much this year. I don't think so.
So do you think Peel are destined for the bottom of the ladder?
I reckon.
Nah, I think they'll get a couple of wins. They've got plenty of Freo players, so they'll get a win.
Do you think Peel will win any games? They currently haven't won a single game. Do you think they'll stay this way the whole season?
I mean, yeah.
Got to give them something because they have so many AFL-listed players within their squad, so if they can't produce something out of that, then they really maybe need to look at their coach rather than their players.
I think Peel's definitely looking down that path at the moment.
Like, where do you think Peel's first win will come from this year?
That's a tough one.
And then we found ourselves back on the matter of the alignment, where the Peel Thunder are perhaps finding it's not serving them to be putting Fremantle's interests first.
Well, I think that they've lost a number of experienced players that they're missing. You've got Fremantle requiring players to play in certain positions and what have you, which doesn't necessarily suit the team that they've got out there on the paddock. Playing three ruckmen on a wet day really isn't a thing that you really want to see. But that's what they're forcing the club to do. So I think it's really going to be to the detriment of Peel.
And who would you rather see win, the Dockers or Peel?
Oh, that's hard. That is so hard.
That is a hard one, Peter. It's also hard to travel an hour down the highway and see your team lose by 28 points in the rain and remain undefeated for the season. But we did have a happy team of the Tigers. Thanks for getting your tips out with Tara and joining me at the Battle of the Bottom Dwellers. But you heard it here first that Claremont have just been faking to lull the other teams into a false sense of security, so it seems only right that we go out with a roar.
All right, it's time for tips. Bonnie, welcome.
Hello. So coming off the back of round six, no real surprises this week except for East Frio. We all tipped East Frio, so obviously no one was correct there, but most of us got three tips right, and Katie's still on top of our leaderboard with 14
what?
Points.
It's not another miscarriage of justice that you've called through like last week, is it, where you can't count?
Jack, let's not hold a grudge that you didn't put your tips in, okay?
What's the leaderboard looking like?
So, Katie has 14, is our best, and our worst is Abby on 8, but we can't call that out of 24 because she was a late addition.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
We can.
Bad luck, Abby.
Can and have.
Oh, and I'm the one who doesn't serve justice, hey? All right, so next we have a tie between you two, Jack and Michael, and then I'm next on 12. Do I get a high five? No,
because you're not tying with anyone.
Okay, thanks, Jack. I actually am tied with Chris, who's on 12, which I don't understand how, because he has not put his tips in for 3 weeks straight now.
He's falling back a little.
Yeah, he's still not the bottom. So he's slipping.
Yeah.
It's not a fall of grace. It's just a little
you know, subtle slip. And then we've got Tara on 11. She can't be good at everything. Her Vox Pops every week are fantastic, so her tipping's not up there. So that's right. Yeah. You win some, you lose
some. Something has to give.
And Abby is the bottom on 8 out of 24.
She needs a bit of work to do.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the round to do it. What? So now we move on to round 7. Bonnie, who's playing?
So the first game of the round, we have East Fremantle and East Perth at East Fremantle Oval. Who's your pick?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, Royals did win the last meeting, but East Frio do have the upper hand, at home that is, to 51 to 36 games.
So this is on a Saturday afternoon at Shark Park. I'll probably go with East Perth just because, you know, they're East Perth and East Fremantle lost in the derby on the weekend.
They're third and fourth on the ladder. Close call. What's your call, Jack?
I'm going to go the money ball way, and I'm going to go stats with East Frio.
Interesting.
Indeed.
Very You're interesting. A weirdo.
Our next game is
Demons and Peel Thunder.
Well, that's an exciting one, isn't it?
That's a no-brainer.
Do we think Peel can win?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
I was at the game on Saturday against Claremont, and they looked good, but I don't know. They just can't win. That's terrible to say. They looked like they were improving. They looked more hungry for the ball. But they've just got to find a way to...
They're at home, so maybe that can give them an extra boost.
Might be more fans there as well. On Saturday, there was the Eagles game televised, and it was raining, and Claremont's home ground, so that everything was working against them a bit, I guess.
I'd like to see them win. Obviously, you need to see all teams have some success, but I don't think I can tip against Perth.
Peel on the bottom of the ladder. Look, Peel on the bottom of the ladder, and East Perth has just come off a very tight win against Perth, so I think Perth are going to be very hungry. They're 2-3, so I'm going to pick Perth.
Especially with Perth losing 3 in a row, they'll look to bounce back, and I think they will.
Yeah, and Callum Morton was on fire on Saturday as
well. Yeah, he's playing quite well.
All right, the next game is Bulldogs and Tigers.
Out South Rio Oval.
Yep.
They're both on 8 points, 7th v 8. Look, Claremont played well on the weekend, but South Freo were very impressive. They've won 2 in a row now. I think I'm going to tip the Bulldogs.
Me too.
And lastly,
this is the game of the round.
This is what we were talking about before. Swans, Subi. Yes.
We will be there for sure. Yes. Or I will be.
For sure. Clash at the top of the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Subi's won 5 in a row just off the bye. Swans are on 4 in a row.
This is where we really get to see where sort of both sides are at. I mean, Subiaco, we all know they're playing really well. They knocked off East Perth before their bye.
Yep.
But Swans, 4 in a row, we all tipped them to be quite down the bottom of the ladder. I'm really excited for this one. It'll be interesting to see who Subiaco puts on Ricky Carey.
Yeah.
And just the younger bodies of Swan Districts going up against the mature seasoned veterans of Subiaco. It would be very interesting.
That's right. Up until now, we've had a mezzy plate. We've had a tasting plate of waffle. And now we're at the main course.
For sure. So this game is 4:05 p.m. on Saturday afternoon at Medibank Stadium.
Yep.
Jack, who are you going?
I can't look past Subi.
No, I can't go past Subi as well. I would love to tip Swans, but just because it's at Medibank. But, you know, Swan Districts have played there a few times this year, and they played very well.
Yeah, look, I'd be happy with the result either way, but I think Subi will just beat them. It'll be a tight game, hopefully.
Bonnie, what do you think?
That is a good question, Michael. I'm undecided. I don't know. Do you think coming off the bye will affect Subiaco at all? Will that play a factor?
Well, I highly doubt they did nothing.
Yeah, they'll be more rested, but maybe might have stopped their momentum that they've had.
Yeah,
in the first
Swan District seem to have a lot of momentum.
They do.
They're just unstoppable at the moment. And Carey got 3 goals this week, so how are they going to stop him?
Exactly.
I might mix it up and go with the Swans. I might regret it though, so I'm not locking it in yet, Eddie. I'm still brainstorming.
We'll put it on the website later, who you go with.
We sure will.
Later in the week.
All right, and that's been another fantastic episode of the Monday Waffle. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jack Davidson.
Michael Stamp.
And I'm Bonnie Rayner.
Thanks for that, and have a good one. Kick some goals.